I've got something that I wanted to read last night and I forgot to bring the book. It's out of Sidney Baxter and it's really very interesting because a lot of people say that how could a whale swallow a man? In February 1891, the whale ship Star of the East was in the vicinity of the Falkland Islands and the lookout sighted a large sperm whale 3 miles away. Two boats were lowered, and in a short time, one of the harpooners was unable to spear the fish. The second boat attacked the whale, but was upset by a lash of its tail, and the men thrown into the sea, one being drowned and another, James Barclay, having disappeared, could not be found. The whale was killed, and in a few hours, the great body was lying by the ship's side, and the crew busy with axes and spades removing the blubber. They worked all day and part of the night. Next day, they attached some tackle to the stomach, which was hoisted on the deck. The sailors were startled by spasmodic signs of life, and inside was found the missing sailor, doubled up, even though unconscious. He was laid on the deck and treated to a bath of seawater, which soon revived him. But his mind was not clear, and he was placed in the captain... Whose mind would be? His mind was not clear, and he was placed in the captain's quarters, where he remained 2 weeks a raving lunatic. He was kindly and carefully treated by the captain and by the officers of the ship, and gradually gained possession of his senses. At the end of the 3rd week, he entirely recovered from the shock and resumed his duties. During his stay in the whale's stomach, Barclay's skin, where exposed to the action of the gastric juice, underwent a striking change. His face, neck and hands were bleached to a deadly whiteness and took on the appearance of parchment. Barclay affirms that he would probably have lived inside his house of flesh until he starved, for he lost his senses through sight and not from lack of air.